Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Oh, my goodness. It's so funny. Oh, right before the show, all this stuff just starts happening. Anyway, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I don't know how these people find me, but welcome to all my new listeners. Thank you for listening. Reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness. You know, I am the world's, I'm going to say the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. I'm going to just put it out there. And what does that even mean? That means that in every moment, I practice, and it is a practice. Being happy is a practice. I practice choosing peace over drama. I practice accepting, I practice letting go of resisting, I practice surrendering, I practice trusting, I practice knowing that everything that is happening or everything that doesn't happen to me is in order. And it is a constant, constant practice. There are no, I get no breaks, I don't go on vacation. It is a constant, constant practice. It is a constant practice of being conscious of not only my words, but my behavior, my energy, my vibration. It is a constant practice. And I am, let me say, I'm exhausted, people. It's when I say it's exhausting, it's more than a notion to be conscious and present in every moment. It is a practice that has taken me to a place where I can't even not be conscious. Well, let's see. I cannot be conscious if I'm zoning out watching football or watching TV or watching some of my favorite shows. I can zone out for that. But walking and talking and interacting with people, it is constantly, constantly being mindful, being aware, being conscious. Woo! But I digress. When I ask people, you know, when I say, if I ask you, do you want to be happier, everybody raises their hand. Yes, I want to be happier. I mean, it is talked about. It is, I think, it is the world's biggest, you know, talking about challenges, is the challenge global warming, wars, racial issues, poverty, is that the challenge? The challenge, the biggest challenge I see are unhappy people, meaning that happy people, people that feel a contentment and a connection to the universe, and I use the term universe, some people say God, some people say spirit, source, energy, whatever term you want to use, it for me, it's just words. This feeling connected, happy people, people that are at peace, people that are connected, contribute peace to the world. So when I'm asked, well, what's your target market? Who are you targeting? Everybody. Everybody that can breathe. Everyone. Now the funny thing is, And what I've come to realize is there is a very small percentage of people that are willing to do the work, people that are willing to look in the mirror and begin the journey, because it is all about looking in the mirror. And today our topic is, how well do you know you? And every week I try to bring up a topic that is added to my piece, that is when I've gotten to a point of, let me just back up a little bit. There are things that add to happiness, there are behaviors that add to happiness, and there are behaviors that subtract from happiness. And what I've discovered is that what adds to happiness, I share with the world. And what is going to add to your happiness, add to your peace, add to your contentment, add to a feeling of satisfaction, what's going to add to that is knowing who you are. Specifically, you. Meaning, I'm not talking about your name. I'm not talking about what you do. I'm not talking about your title, whether you're a mother, whether you're a sister. I'm not talking what color you are. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about your uniqueness. Do you know what's unique about you? Do you really, how well do you know you? And as usual, I get into the show without even going through with some of the quote-unquote selling points. Let me just say this. I offer a free consultation, 30-minute free. Just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I also am starting to offer retreats, personal retreats, by invitation only. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com on that also. What else was I going to say as far as marketing? Oh, I am available for speaking engagements, whether weekends, whether afternoon, whether during the day, and classes. I do teach the importance of happiness classes and the truth about happiness classes. Just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And the number to call in and ask a question is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you want to speak with me, you just press the number 1. But today the topic is, and I have a few people in the queue, so I'll get to you in a minute. But today's topic is, how well do you know you? But before we get to that, I want to say something about in the news. I like to make a comment about what's in the news. And if you listen to the show, you know that I'm a big football fan. And so this last week was, and bear with me, you people that aren't football fans, but everything that happens, there is a lesson. There is a lesson to all of it. And you can look and see, not only looking in the mirror and finding the answers, but you can also look out there into the world and see other people's challenges, and you can get some information, some important information that you can use for yourself. So the Hall of Fame ceremony was last week, and there's one football player, his name was Terrell Owens, and he decided, well, first of all, he decided that he did not want to attend the ceremony. I'm thinking that this is the first time, I might be off, but this is the first time somebody that has been accepted into the Hall of Fame and has chosen not to attend the ceremony. I think this is the only time. Now, I'm not talking about the people that have died, but I'm talking about the people that are living. And one of the issues was with Terrell Owens is that he thought, because you're nominated to go into the Hall of Fame, and he thought that he should have been a first-round nominee and that he should have been in the Hall of Fame as soon as he retired. So, in other words, his ego was affected, and he felt slighted, and he felt like he should have been in the Hall of Fame years ago because he retired from professional football years ago. And so he put on this big, big to-do, I'm not attending. And he even had a small ceremony with people, he said, with people that cared about him. And so he was interviewed, and forgive me, you sports people, that the people that are not football fans. So he was interviewed this week, and he said, and he actually explained why he did not attend from his own lips. I mean, he said he wasn't going to attend, but this is the first time he was interviewed after the ceremony and why he didn't attend. And so he listed four broadcasters. Now follow me with this. He listed four separate people that talked about him in a negative way, that said that he wasn't a team player, that said he wasn't mentally stable, that said he caused a lot of problems in the locker room, on and on and on. And basically, there were criticisms and insults. So his ego was bruised, and he decided not to attend. And in the same sentence, he said, I know my greatness. Okay, you following me? I know my greatness. Now, I'm going to throw this out to you. And there's no judgment here. When I speak about people, I'm just talking about what's happened. There's no judgment. If you say that you know your greatness, if you really feel your power and your greatness, if you are solid, if your foundation is rooted in your opinion is the only one that matters, and if you have an awareness of when your ego is coming out, there is no kind of insult, there's no kind of slight, there is nothing that can hurt your feelings, there is no comment, absolutely no comment that anyone can make that is going to affect you. If you are rooted and grounded in your greatness. And I like to share a story. One of my closest friends, he's, you know, dignitary. He's traveled all over the world and met whatever person you can imagine, he's met them. And he told me a story about the Queen of England one time. And he says, you know, she was in the crowd, and there were people in the crowd that were not a lot of them, but were hurling insults and had signs. And he said, I could feel her vibration. There is a vibration of, I know my worth, I know my value, I know my power, I know who I am, and there is nothing anyone can say or do that's going to affect that. Do you think that a elephant is bothered or is affected by a flea? So my point is, the bigger you feel about yourself, the more powerful you feel and you know who you are and you're grounded, and you look and you feel, quite frankly, the same way the universe feels about you. There is nothing anyone can say or do or act that is going to affect that. I just thought that was really interesting. So let's get back to you. How well do you know you? How well do you know you? Years ago, it has to be over 20 years ago. Gee, what is it, 30 years ago? I don't know, but it's been a long time. Have you heard of the Myers-Briggs personality test? Myers-Briggs, M-E-Y-E-R-S, Briggs. It is an extensive test, and years ago, I mean, with I'm sure it's over 100 questions. I just remember it taking a long time to fill out, you know, to choose the answers. And what happens is at the end of the test, you add up what personality type you are. And I believe it's 16 different types, from introvert to extrovert to feeling versus feeling, you know, like artists are really feeling to doing. It's just very extensive. And I remember taking that test, and the results had me scratching my head. The results had me, well, this doesn't really feel like me. This isn't really me. I'm not vibing with the results. And I kept reading the results, and I kept reading this personality that I tested. I mean, I answered all the questions. It took me over an hour to answer all the questions. And finally, after, I mean, scratching my head, I don't know when the light bulb came on, but I tested just like my father. The description in that personality that I answered all those questions was the same as my father, Ralph Norrington. And that's why I asked the question to you, my dear audience. That's why I asked the question, do you really know who you are? Because knowing you is a big component to finding, to getting to this place that I call peace. Now, before I start, let me define let me give you my definition of happiness. Happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Being able to be at peace with regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Doesn't matter the circumstances, doesn't matter health, doesn't matter money, doesn't matter relationships, doesn't matter, it's the ability to be at peace. Quite frankly, it's the ability to be at peace just like you were at peace when you were born. So it's really about before you were programmed, before we were all programmed to be bothered by circumstances. This is an internal job that I'm talking about, an internal state. Knowing yourself is huge. And I'm not talking about your name. I'm not talking about what you do. I'm not talking about your gender. I'm talking about knowing your uniqueness. Knowing your make. I don't really know how to say it. Who are you? Let me just say who I used to be, who I was programmed to be. You haven't met anybody more controlling than I used to be, than I was. Controlling. I had to be right. I was very judgmental. I was quick to anger. Can you imagine? Quick to anger. It was my way or the highway. I was moody. I was always looking for something outside of myself to make me feel good. I needed a plan. I needed a weekend. I remember my ex-husband told me, he says, you need Disneyland every weekend. You need something to do. You need some kind of excitement. I had to be attending something. I had to go somewhere. I had to plan a trip. I needed something outside myself to feel peaceful, or to feel good and to be happy. And if you listen to the show, you know that moving to Oregon here, I'm in the middle of the forest, and let me tell you something. There is... I've never been at a stage in my life where doing nothing, finding peace at doing nothing, has been such a journey and been such a practice. Finding peace, doing nothing. And when I say doing nothing, I mean nothing. If you think about that seriously, if you really think about that, now this is my own personal journey, because I was programmed to believe that I had to do something. I had to be productive. I had to some kind of project, or else I'm wasting time, right? Oh, that's the other program of wasting time. So when I talk about a program, it's really getting past the programming to discover who you are. And you're so unique and you're so different. And who you are minus eliminating the program of who you think you are. Let me get to some of the calls. Area code 914, you are live. Hold on a second. You are live. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hold on just a second. Okay, go ahead. What is your name?
Katie.
Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear. I just had to put the volume up a little bit. I can hear you, Katie. What's up?
I am planning an event, and I would like some guidance on if I should reach back to a person that I wanted to work with before. Her name is Allison, but it didn't work out. If now would be a time for us that we would work together.
Okay, so have you listened to the show before?
No, this is my first time I saw you. I was like drawn to your picture. You seem very nice and kind, and I was like, oh, I want to call it.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, so one of the things I love for my audience to do is to use their intuition. And my question to you is, why would you think that it's not a good time?
Because the last time she was kind of like a little bit off put towards the end. I felt though like maybe I was rushing her. So now, like, you know, this event is more cause related. Like, it's not just geared towards one goal, but, you know, like, kind of to help people. So I was like, oh, maybe she would be more into something like that. So I was thinking of saying hi. I mean, I know what you're saying. The worst thing she can do is tell me no again, and, you know, life will go on, God willing.
So you haven't spoken to her since the last event?
Yeah. So it's been a good 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Well, okay, this is really a great question. I love questions that are just real to life. And listen, your question is going to be resonating with not only you, but I'm getting chills. I always get chills when I can feel the other person. I'm just chilling. My body is chilling up here when I hear the truth or speak the truth. So let me just say this. Because if you are feeling, and when I say if you are feeling, I'm talking about your inner. I'm not talking about your ego. I'm talking about your inner. Because there's more to your question than just the answer. So if you are feeling like you want to reach out and your intuition is saying reach out, I say yes, reach out. Now the key is, the trick is, because here we go, the trick is the foundation, one of my foundations is knowing that if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. If I'm supposed to be working, if I'm supposed to be working with someone, I work with them. I've reached out to probably maybe 4 people in the last 6 months to work with me on certain projects, and all 4 have basically, some have not even responded, which is really interesting. But there's nothing that I take anything personally at all. It's not personal. What the universe is just telling me is that, no, you're not supposed to be working with them right now. Or, no, you're not supposed to be working. In other words, so the response, what I'm saying is get rid of the attachment to the response, the attachment to the answer, to her answer. Are you feeling me?
Right.
So if you are really feeling, having an inspiration, because it feels like you are, and reaching out, but there's a little bit of, listen, I know it's hard to reach out. It's hard for my ego to reach out for people, and they don't respond. And I've even had people say, oh, yeah, I'll get back to you in 24 hours, and now it's 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
But see, know that it's not personal, and know that whatever is happening is exactly the way it's supposed to be. So, see, this is even bigger than you reaching out to her and her saying yes and no. This is even bigger than, this is about a lesson for you to not take anything personal. This is a lesson to you to trust that everything is unfolding and you will either work with people or not. And that's just the way the universe works.
I love that. Yes, I get it. I get it, totally. And I really loved what you were saying before, too, about not having to do nothing. It's, just savor life and watch things unfold. Sometimes that's, the best thing.
You know, now you're talking, I'm telling you, while you're talking, my whole body is chilling up.
Wow.
My whole body is chilling up, really.
Wow, yeah, because I needed to hear that today, too. Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest things that I had to practice, and I have to say, when I say I master something, I master it maybe, 95%, because there's certain things that, but one of the things that I had to really practice was being okay with uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no future, and when I say no future, I'm going to sit back. Let me ask you a question. So if you had all the money in the world, what would be your favorite car to drive? I mean, if you could choose any car, what car would it be? What color? What would your answer be?
A red Lamborghini.
Woo-wee! A red Lambo. All right, okay. Now, so you're in your red Lamborghini, and you're in the passenger seat, okay? You're in the passenger seat. So who's driving?
Oh,
I love your laugh.
Sorry.
I'm killing
up again.
You like it?
Oh, it's amazing, because I simultaneously had two answers at the same time.
I love the laughter. You can laugh. You can laugh for 5 minutes. I'm good with that. You can laugh to the best.
That is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And see, that's what I live for. I'm telling you, I don't live for anything other than the wows and people getting a different perspective.
I'm sending you a big, big hug right now. That is awesome.
Oh, don't start crying.
That was fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Indeed, wow.
And you
awesome.
Know what else, too, I'm going to throw this in, too, so you know that. Listen, I don't have a lot of friends here because a lot of people don't get this. A lot of people don't get it, you know, but you
mm-hmm.
get it. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I also want to throw in that there's nothing really that serious happening and nothing really that important, because when you asked the question earlier, you know, it was a little bit of serious vibe, important vibe, and no, you keep it light, sweetie. Keep it light, keep it light,
yeah.
keep it laughing.
Yeah.
And especially
yeah.
especially
yeah.
if she turns you down. Oh, no, I don't want to. Start laughing.
yeah, yeah.
I mean, you,
oh,
you
I'm
follow
picture
me.
That red
what
Lamborghini
I'm saying.
For sure, either way. Yeah, yeah.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, so
mm-hmm.
true. So true. So true. Yep. Yep. No, it's true. It's that footprint poem. That's, for me, that's what it is, you know. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're amazing. Those people
oh,
that
well,
that
well as my father would say, oh, well, listen, you don't, you wouldn't want to have known me 30 years ago. Trust me. I was a bitch on wheels. No, but the thing is, what I tell especially my new listeners, you know, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this being happy is been a, such a journey of looking in the mirror for. I can't blame anybody else for how I'm feeling. I can't blame
mm-hmm.
my circumstances. I can't blame anything else but my vibration. And knowing that without criticizing myself, without criticizing, because I was critical too, without any of that, it is life changing. And so I want to tell you, I'm gonna leave you with this one, unless you have another question, that everything that you do, whatever decision you make, whatever you say, whatever you do from now on, you get an A+. The universe is giving you an A, all of it, forever.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Wow. I do, if you don't mind. I do have another question. This is another,
sure, of course
another
not.
another work thing. Because, yeah, that's,
okay.
like you said, yeah, that's my, I mean, I say work, but it really is my passion. It's, you know, when people say, oh, you do it for free, I am, you know, so it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a passion, it's an art thing. Gentleman Kyle that I'd like to work with, we're supposed to meet at the end of the month. I mean, again, I just feel my answer is always going to be Rand Lamborghini. You know? But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, and, like, why not? Yeah, right? Well, why not? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the question? Just so you don't have a question now? You have the answers already?
Well, if you do see, well, yes and no. Do you pick up anything around that, gentlemen?
Oh, you mean I'm going to have to repeat myself again?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, Red Lambo, that's the answer, always. Red Lambo, yes.
You know, a Lamborghini only has two. They don't have a back seat, do they? There's no back seat in a Lamborghini, right?
No. I just remember being little and falling in love with the way the doors opened. Like, I thought that was so cool.
Wow.
So that car's always stuck in my head because of that. I mean, you know, I was like 5 when I saw one. I didn't know, oh, it's, you know, so expensive or whatever. I was just like, oh, look at the pretty way the doors open.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now, do you follow rap by any chance? You know, the modern day rap artists now or no?
Some, not all, some.
I'm only saying that is because one of the up and coming artists, Cardi B, And so she bought a Lambo, but she tells a story about not even when somebody picked her up in a Lambo, she didn't even know how to open the doors. And it was really, she said, I was so embarrassed because I didn't even know how to open the door. So how the heck do I even get into this car? And you just mentioned how nice the, yeah. So I don't know, just kind of a story that kind of hooks up with your Lambo thing. And I wouldn't know how to open a door to a Lamborghini either. But I know it opens up.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think they call it butterfly doors or something like that, butterfly wing doors or whatever. Yeah, it's always been said. Yeah, because it looks like, yeah, like in the minute that both doors are open, it looks like it could fly.
Okay. Yeah, it does look very space age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I'm going to, so you don't have any other questions?
No.
And you know what else I want to say, too? I want to say one more thing. I want to say, I want you to start trusting your intuition and trusting your guidance. I really, because you have it, and you
mm-hmm.
and just feel it out and just feel it. And if it feels, you know, if it feels like it's flowing, just start practicing trusting your guidance. Because you do have it, especially you're connected even more than you even realize.
Wow. It's that programming, like you were saying, that gets in our way all the time. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And in fact, that's the title of my, I'm working on my second book. Listen, I don't know when the heck it's going to be finished. But the name of my second book is called Program for Unhappiness, and it is a programming. So you're able to, because you're very intuitive. You're able to feel is this a pro? So you ask yourself, is this a program thought? Is this a program? Am I following a program, or is this really is this universal? You can feel the difference. You can feel it already.
Mhm. Breaking out of the matrix.
Mhm. Yeah, exactly. Now I'm getting chills again. You're absolutely right.
Woohoo!
So that's right. So practice it, and sweetie, I'm telling you, you're good. You're good to go with all of it. Just relax and enjoy the ride in your Lambo.
Thank you.
From the passenger seat.
Yes. That's just the most fantastic thing I've heard in a really, really long time. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Listen every week and have questions every week. I'm here every Sunday.
Thank you. I'm so wonderfully pleased that I came across you today. Thank you. God bless you. You are amazing.
Thank you. And so are you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell your friends. I will.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
I will. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So, isn't that interesting? Thank you for listening. I mean, I loved her question. I loved her openness. And that goes to everybody out there. And with all that said, when you really start trusting, you know, the only reason why people worry is because they don't trust. So when you start practicing trusting, and I know it doesn't happen overnight, but when you start practicing trusting, the shift that happens from that is real. The reason why I talk and yakety yak yak and yak to you is because there is a way of being in this world that is more peaceful than what we were all programmed to experience. And when you recognize that there is a difference between the program and real and reality, and I'm, when I say reality, I mean universal reality, then not to say that, that shit won't happen, but what happens is, because life is going to happen regardless, but what happens is there is going to be a underlining peace in your life, an underlining peace, which equates to feeling, being happy. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in with your questions. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel is Out There, Reality Spirituality, or is it under Rebecca Norrington? Anyway, I got to post up more videos. Jeez, something else to do. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is my first book, and it can be purchased on Amazon and or Lulu, LULU.com. My second book is a work in progress, Program for Unhappiness, and that's going to be out sometime, one of these days, maybe this year, who knows. Join me again next week, and until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for R.
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.